Psalm 133, When Grace Makes Brothers Possible. Psalm 133 is only three verses, but it contains an entire theology of the church. After Psalm 132's longing for God to dwell in Zion, Psalm 133 asks a searching question. What kind of people can live near the dwelling of God? The answer is not merely orthodox people, or busy people, or even devout people, but a people who can dwell together. That should startle us. In Scripture, brothers do not naturally dwell well together. Cain and Abel, Ishmael and Isaac, Esau and Jacob, Joseph and his brothers, even Israel itself split into north and south. So when David says, "See how good and how pleasant," he is not praising something ordinary. He is marveling at a miracle. Unity is not natural to fallen humanity. It is evidence that grace has entered history. The Hebrew is more concrete than our usual church language. It does not celebrate an abstract feeling of unity, but brothers dwelling or sitting together. Shared life, shared place, shared worship. Nearness, not just agreement at a distance. Then David gives two images, and both are unusual. First, oil on Aaron's head, running down into his beard and onto his robes. To modern ears, this may sound excessive, even awkward. But in Israel, this was priestly consecration, not private grooming. The holy oil of Exodus 30 was costly, fragrant, set apart for God alone. And notice the repeated motion. It runs down. The verb descends is repeated through the psalm. Unity is not something we climb up to achieve. It is something that comes down from above. We do not manufacture it. We receive it. Augustine saw here the grace of Christ, the head, flowing down to his body. That is not forced. Aaron stands for a priestly people gathered before God. The oil touches the head, but it does not stay there. True holiness always overflows. Second, the dew of Hermon falling on Zion. This is geographically strange. Hermon is in the far north, tall, cool, and heavy with dew. Zion is much farther south, smaller and drier. David is doing something deliberate. He is collapsing distance. He imagines the freshness of the far north blessing the hill of God in Jerusalem. In other words, unity is God bringing far apart places into one climate of grace. A Western reader may miss how bold that is. This is not sentimental togetherness. It is the healing of a divided people. And then the final wonder, there the Lord gives the blessing, even life forevermore. There means Zion, yes, but also the place where reconciled people dwell before God. Eternal life is not pictured here as escape from community, but as life that flowers in a sanctified communion. Calvin called such unity a singular gift. He was right. It is rare because it is holy. Suggested cross-references. Exodus 30, 22-33, Leviticus 8, 12, Numbers 6, 24-26, John 17, 20-23, Acts 2, 1-4, 42-47. Ephesians 4:1-6. Hymn suggestion, Where Charity and Love Prevail. Prayer. Lord Jesus, our great High Priest, let the grace poured on you run down upon your people. Heal old divisions, humble our pride, and teach us the holy art of dwelling together in truth and love. Command your blessing among us, and let us taste even now the life that never ends. Amen.